Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Come on, are you blessed and highly favored? Everybody say it. I'm blessed and highly favored. Come on, what you speak is what you eat. Amen. Don't be a weenie and a wimp. Be strong in the power of the Lord. No flesh, oh glory. Amen. Soldiers he's looking for to raise up. Not wimps. Praise God. We're in a battle. Amen? We're in a battle, man. Too many people are dying out there. People are being lost. Addicted, taken out by pornography, lost, and all kinds of stuff, man. They're dying left and right, and they're waking up in hell, and they don't even give a hoot until they get there. Now they become a believer when they're in hell, but it don't get them out. We are in dangerous times right now. The powers of darkness are rampant. And the witches are calling them forth from the pits. They're being called forth more and more and more. More sin that's happening on the earth draws more demonic spirits. We keep casting them down, and people sin and keep pulling them back up. The earth is full of demonic presence right now. Tremendously. But it's our responsibility to restrain them. Amen? And Psalm 36, please. Oh, happy days. Psalm 36. There's a lot of homeless people out there. And I don't mean because they're living on the streets. I'm talking because they don't have the presence of God. See, without the presence of God, you're homeless. And there's many people who won't even press in to get the presence of God. Listen, you can read the Bible from front to cover, but without God's presence, you ain't worth a poop. Hello? It's God's presence. Everyone say it's God's presence. And you get God's presence by pressing through in worship. That's why the Father looks for those who will worship Him in truth and spirit. I see so much religion. I see so many people backsliding. They don't even know they're backsliding. They don't even know they're compromising. It's just a matter of time when the enemy pulls a rug out and they fall. And they think they're okay. How you doing? I'm okay. No, you're not. There's many people that are not okay. When somebody tells me they're okay, I already know they're no good. They're out of order. Because if you're not blessed and highly favored, you're out of order. Psalm 36, verse 1, let's grow for it. Let's speak it. An oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked. Now, understanding, he's talking about the transgression of the wicked. When a person backslides, he becomes wicked. Only those that continue, stay in divine order, are righteous. That's why the word says the devil seeks whom he can devour. We're to be what? Consistent, alert. Amen? Why is he an oracle within my heart concerning the transgression of the wicked? Why is, man, he's looking at this. He says, man, I'm realizing this. Here is the wicked. What's the problem? There is no fear of God before their eyes. No fear, no reverence, no honor, respect. No reverence, no honor and respect of God. That's where the psalmist says, I always put the Lord before me. For he flatters himself in his own eyes. When he finds out his iniquity and when he hates. The words of his mouth are wickedness and deceit. He has ceased to be wise and to do good. This is the wicked he's talking about. You know how many believers believe that they're okay? They're actually wicked. He devises wickedness on his bed. He sets himself up in a way that is not good. He does not abhor evil. He doesn't hate evil. Amen? Doesn't hate evil. When a person doesn't hate evil, then they're wicked. Because they become evil. And they don't even know it. Remember, the wicked, there's no fear of God. As soon as a believer begins to lose the fear of God, they become wicked and don't even know it. They've fallen in that category in the eyes of God, that they are wicked. Does everybody understand this? I'm telling you, the Lord is kicking tables over. I'm telling you right now, God is raising up warriors. And if you're not willing to cooperate with His leading, you're going to be left behind. Jeremiah chapter 2. The fear of the Lord. One of the things the Lord, what do you want to talk about? He said, talk about my benefits to those who fear me. Talk about my benefits to those who fear me. There are benefits, you know, to those who fear the Lord. And that means respect, honor. You know, acknowledge, reverence. Oh, hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19. This is what the Lord says. He says, your wickedness will correct you. Your backslidings will rebuke you. Know therefore and see that it is an evil and bitter thing that you have forsaken the Lord your God. And the fear of me is not in you, says the Lord God of hosts. For of old I have broken your yoke and burst your bonds, and you said I will not transgress. When on every hill, every high hill, and under every green tree, you lay down playing the harlot. In other words, touching unclean things, worshiping self. People don't realize that, see, idols are gods, false gods. Amen? So he's saying, because you've played this harlotry, there's no fear of you. I consider you evil and wicked. No fear of God in them as they play the harlot, idols of evil, evil deities. That's why the Lord gave us the formula. Deny yourself, pick up the cross and follow. Amen? The cross, when you pick it up, becomes a what? Sword. That means you must learn how to fight. Because without a fight, you have no victory. Romans chapter 3. Hallelujah. Romans 3 verse 10. Let's speak it. Is everybody okay? As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. The poison of asses under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and mercy are in their ways. And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God, apart from the law, is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is what? there is no difference. For all have sinned and all have fallen short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, what is grace? God's plan. It's not a free way for you and I to sin. Amen. Many people, I'm saved by grace. Yeah, you're saved by cooperating with God's plan, which is grace. See, that's just doctrines of demons when people think that they're saved by grace. Oh, it's unmerited favor from God. No, God doesn't unmerited favor you. You earn God's favor. Amen? There's unmerited love, but not unmerited favor. You earn God's favor. Amen? Verse 25. Whom God sent forth as a propitiation, propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Well, if you have faith in Jesus, you're a follower. Not one that says they believe and doesn't follow. Amen. Remember, the word believe means to what? Follow. No fear of God until Jesus gives opportunity to be returned. When Jesus brings an opportunity for an individual to be returned with Him, one of the things He begins to do is try and get His presence in. He begins to remove things. See, but there's got to be a first act by me and you. In other words, you didn't get saved without the first act. That first act was repent. Forgive me, Lord. But if there isn't true forgiveness, then there is no forgiveness. Amen? There's got to be true repentance, that you truly are sorry for all the stupid things we've done. All the things that we've offended Him on. Because that's what we're repenting for. Everything that you and I have offended Him. The one who created us. These unique bodies. How we've abused them through drugs, alcohol, fornications, unclean things, all of these things that we've done. And but these bodies are awesomely created even to overcome all the abuse. But there was another abuse to your spirit, to the soul, that needs to be healed and needs to be set free. Amen? Because we've opened the doors to so many other things. All these demonic realms, touching unclean things. See, so when the Lord comes in and he gives us an opportunity to return, He's saying, come on now into My presence. Into My presence. I can tell you there's many times when He says, drop that Bible and get in My presence. Does everybody understand that? You know, the disciples had no Bible. They had the Holy Spirit. That was it. See, just because somebody knows the Word doesn't mean they're right. There's a lot of, even the devil knows the Word inside now, and he ain't going to heaven. So when the person turns back to the Lord with a true humble heart and true repentance, God begins to give them opportunity. He begins to bring them into His presence. Why? Because then the reverence to His presence begins to manifest more. Then a thirst and hunger for more of His presence. And when you get thirst and hungry for Him, He loves it. Amen? Now, what happens after that? Then the fear of the Lord comes, that reverence, honor, and respect. Now He's got benefits waiting to be released to that individual. But with no reverence, no fear of the Lord, there are no benefits. You'll have to earn them yourself. You'll work your butt off till you get some money. You'll do all kinds of stuff. And God will just sit there and watch and wait until people hit enough walls or enough trucks hit them. And they finally get down to their knees and say, God, help me. I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And of course, you know what He says after that? Show me. Show me you're willing to do whatever it takes. Just because you say it don't mean you're going to do it. Now He says, show me. Now you got to do two things. You must seek and sow. Seek and sow. Seek and sow. You seek Him and you sow. Sow, sow. You worship. You speak those words. Amen? You know, what does the Word say? God commands people to repent and lift up their hands in worship now. Amen? Proverbs 8. Proverbs chapter 8. The fear of the Lord. There's benefits in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 8:13. Is everybody there? Does everybody see it? Are you ready? Praise God. Let's speak it then. The fear of the Lord is to what? Hate evil. Is drugs evil? Is alcohol evil? Is cigarettes evil? Is pornography evil? Is lying evil? Is sin evil? Hello? The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. So when a person is still playing the game, they're actually playing roulette. And it's not Russian roulette, it's devil roulette. Hello, it's death roulette. There's no fear of God. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way. And the perverse mouth I hate, says the Lord. So the fear of the Lord is to what? Hate evil, pride, and arrogance. Amen? And a perverse mouth. If a person doesn't hate those things, then are they righteous or evil? They're evil. Well, I don't feel evil. It ain't about a feeling. That's what God says. It's how he looks at things. See, people don't realize how God really sees things. They just think, oh, I'm just, he's cool, he loves me. God could never hate me. He doesn't hate us. He'll label us. He'll decree whether you're evil or you're righteous. And hope that that person that's evil in a state of being evil will turn their ways and become righteous. Amen? Let's go to Proverbs 9. While we're so close to 8. In verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Wisdom. Now, this is not worldly wisdom. This is wisdom from above. It is totally different. And the knowledge of the Holy One is what? Understanding. For by me your days will be what? Multiplied. And years of life will be added to you. How many of y'all want that? Well, then you got to carry that. You got to have the fear of the Lord. Amen? If you are wise, you are wise for yourself. And if you scoff, you will bear it alone. So here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. And the understanding of the Holy One will prolong your years. In other words, he'll extend your life. Proverbs 10. Verse 27. Oh, we're going to proverb out tonight. Proverbs 10:27. These are all benefits, man. Let's speak it. The fear of the Lord prolongs days. But the years of the wicked will be what? Ooh, snap. The hope of the righteous will be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked will what? Perish. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. The righteous will never be what? Moved. So when you're in a place, remember, righteousness is associated with fearing the Lord. But the wicked will not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the righteous brings forth wisdom. But the perverse tongue will be cut out. Ouch. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked, what is perverse. Prolonged days. Proverbs 14. Benefits of the fear of the Lord. Again, you can only get the fear of the Lord by His presence. That's how the fear of the Lord comes. You must press into His presence. Proverbs 14:26. Everybody there? Oh, happy days. The fear of the Lord, there is what? Strong confidence in who? The Lord, not yourself. Amen. And His children will have a place of refuge. Ooh, your children will be protected. The fear of the Lord is the what? Fountain of life. To turn one away from the snares of death. Wow. Strong confidence in the fountain of life. You wonder why some people live longer than others. You wonder why some people are more prosperous, more youthful, amen? More healthy. Proverbs 15. Why? Because they carry the fear of the Lord. Reverence, honor, and respect. Verse 31. Proverbs 15, verse 31. The ear that hears the rebukes of life will abide among the wise. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul. You know how many people get offended when they get corrected? They don't realize that correction brings protection. They just take it offense because they think it's personal. But he who heeds rebuke gets what? Understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom. And before honor is what? Humility, humbleness. You know, everybody, people want to be acknowledged and honored and so forth. But he says, listen, without the fear of the Lord. And when a person is honored, they don't accept the honor. They give glory to God. Because they're humble. Instruction of wisdom. Proverbs 16, verse 5. Hallelujah. Everyone proud in heart is a moron. Abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none of them will go on what? Unpunished. Nobody escapes. Nobody. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. And by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. Look at verse 7. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Powerful. If you have the reverence of the Lord, you depart from evil. Or you drive it out. Psalm 19, or Proverbs 19. Verse 23. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. They will be content because they won't lack anything. Now look at this. And he will not be visited with evil. I love that. If you have the fear of the Lord, why? Because you're carrying the presence of God. No evil is going to hit you. They might make paper airplanes with a message on it. Amen? But you'll know better than pick it up and read it. No evil will visit you. You will not be visited by evil. Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22 and verse 4. By what? Humility and the fear of the Lord are what? riches, honor, and life. Ooh. Humility, humbleness. Never go to the Lord and tell him you're his humble servant. Puke. Oh, Lord, I'm your humble servant. He doesn't believe you. If you have to convince God that you're humble, you ain't humble. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches, honor, and life. That's awesome. Isn't that what everybody wants? Amen? To bring glory to God? To expand the kingdom? See, God right now is an expanding process. That's what's happening right now. Now is he expanding his body, but he's expanding the kingdom. That's why everything's being shaken. Shaken and awaken. Humility and the fear of the Lord brings riches, honor, and life. Proverbs 29. Verse 24. Whoever is a partner with a thief hates his own life. Hello. Associations bring in partitions. Amen. He swears to tell the truth but reveals nothing. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be what? Safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but justice for man comes from the Lord. An unjust man is an abomination to the righteous, and he who is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. I love it. They hate you. Safety. Psalm 128. Psalm 128, verse 1. Well, now, when the word says blessed, it means you're favored. Amen? You're backed by God. You're backed by heaven when you're blessed. You're either blessed or cursed, right? There's no in between. Verse 1, what does it say? Blessed is everyone who what? Fears the Lord. Who walks in his ways. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine, and your husband, in the very heart of your house. Your children like olive plants all around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. Blessed, highly favored. Psalm 103. Lord, I think many people begin to compromise God's fear, that reverence. They fling off whatever they fling off at the mouth, emotions, and everything else. They do whatever they think is okay. Not realizing that they're losing the favor of the Lord instead of gaining it. Anything that's out of order, does everybody understand? Is not promoting blessing. Psalm 103, verse 16. I guess we'd start at 15. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him. Mercy. How many of y'all need mercy? You know, mercy means, consider me. When you call out, Lord, consider me. Have mercy on me. You're saying, consider me. Grace is, allow me to cooperate with your plan. On those who fear him. What? Mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting, and all those who fear him. And his righteousness to children's children. So if your children are out of order, they will get in order. Amen? As long as you maintain a right standard with God. To such as keep his covenant, and not covenant breakers. And to those who remember his commandments to do them. Very powerful. Mercy to our children. I know my child needs mercy. Needs grace. And occasionally a kick in the pants. Psalm 33. We all need mercy every day. Lord, have mercy upon us. Steadfast, Lord, of the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. As long as you go seek him every morning. But don't pass him by. Don't walk by him in the morning. Don't tell him you'll call him later. He won't answer. Is everybody there? Psalm 33, verse 16. No, 18, I'm sorry. Verse 18. Psalm 33, verse 18. Let's speak it. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who what? Fear him. On those who hope in his mercy. To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. I'm telling you, man, these are great benefits. Deliver our soul from death, and he's going to provide during famine time. Psalm 25. Psalm 25, verse 12. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him the Lord will teach. How many of y'all will be taught by the Lord? That's why the Holy Spirit teaches us. He's going to teach that individual the ways of God. He's going to lead them. He's going to correct them. He's going to chasten them. Amen? He himself shall dwell in what? Prosperity. And his descendants shall inherit the earth. Everybody, look at the next one. The secret of the Lord is with those who what? Fear him. You want revelation from God? Then you must carry a reverence to him. He will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net, which the enemy tries to snare on you every single day. That is so powerful. He's going to teach. You're going to prosper. You're going to get revelations. You maintain a covenant, and he's going to rescue in times of trouble. Because you carry the reverence, honor, and respect to him, called the fear of the Lord. These are benefits. Psalm 34. And verse 4. Psalm 34, verse 4. Let's speak it. I sought the Lord and he what? Well, now, wait a minute. We talked about the two things that get us in position is to seek and to sow. I sought the Lord. He sought him. He was seeking. And he heard me and delivered me from all of my what? Fears. Fear is a killer. They looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out and the Lord heard him. And saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. This angel can kill 185,000 people. And we get thousands of them around us. So why does person fear who's walking with God? because they're not walking with God. Amen. Verse 8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. O fear the Lord, you his saints, because there is no lack to those who fear him. In other words, he provides always. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Here he comes, counsel, correction, and direction. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. What benefits? Amen? Philippians 2. Release of reality. Philippians. Chapter 2, verse 12. The benefits of the fear of the Lord. Everybody there? Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Let's speak it. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my what? Absence. Work out your own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Work it out. Work it out. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. He's going to correct again. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Work it out. Fear and trembling. That's reverence, honor, and respect. That's working out your salvation. Amen. And we're going to close at Psalm 2. Psalm chapter 2. Psalm 2, verse 10. How many of y'all know we're called to be kings and priests? Amen. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those who put their trust in him. These are just some of the benefits of reverence to the Lord, fear of the Lord. That's why he says, acknowledge me in all of your ways. Again, the fear of the Lord does not come without his presence. Does everybody understand? It is something tangible by his presence that is imparted in you. It's by the Holy Spirit. Because he's holy, his spirit begins to bring a reverence and a fear of God where you don't know do things. See, there's two types of fear. There's reverence, honor, and respect, and you better fear that he can kill you too. He says, if you defile this temple, I'll destroy you. Amen. There are many people going home ahead of time, not fulfilling their destiny because of the stuff that they're doing. God is, that's why the shaking is. He's checking everybody's heart out, where they're at. Are they willing to serve all? Are they willing to do what they're supposed to do? Are they willing to carry his presence? See, carrying his word isn't sufficient enough. Remember, his word came from his presence. Amen? There's a lot of people that don't know the word of God and they're still heathen. But they don't carry the presence of God. Because the presence of God is the power of God that overcomes all temptation, all desires, and ungodly thoughts. Amen? Listen, there's a whole new shift right now. I'm letting you know. I'm not only telling you, I'm warning you. Be careful. Because God is cleaning the house big time. There's a lot of people going to be flowing in. You know, I had a vision years ago. And I was standing on the shore in the ocean. And every wave that came tumbling in, there was an individual falling, coming up, rolling in, that's been lost at sea. And it was the body of Christ's responsibility to revive that person and raise him up as a warrior, not as a wimp. Amen? Jesus, the Christ, is the Lord of hosts, means he's the Lord of the army. God came here as a military operation. It is a military operation. And people lose sight of that. They think it's some kind of religious thing. The creator that created me and you sent us here to become a warrior. Third dimensional even. Not to be a pew sitter. Amen. Not to just be in the choir or an usher, but to become a warrior and fight in battle. Pull down principalities, powers of darkness. Call destructive fire down on all the demonic high places of Satan's altars. Be a warrior. If you're not a warrior, then you're in danger. Because if you're not, don't become a first striker, you are always struck. Well, the devil don't bother me because you don't bother the devil. But you'll never advance. Amen. Blessed and highly favored are those who reverence and fear God. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. Let your seed, your word, be imparted in each and every one with a reality to bring to remembrance by the Holy Spirit so that we would give you reverence, honor, and respect in everything that we do for your glory and for your honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Praise God. Stay blessed and dressed.